For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. Well, we hear a lot about the green movement these days, and there is nothing greener than grass, or at least you'd like to keep it that way in your front yard. And on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., they're actually doing a test right now comparing organic lawn care right next to more chemical-based lawn care. And Discovery News' James Williams is here to tell us all about what's going on in the National Mall. So, James, they actually do this every year, right? They have to keep, obviously, the National Mall nice and green for all of our visitors visiting.
Right. They certainly try, and the way that they do that is each year part of the mall gets a break from, like, the 27 million people that visit there and walk on it and play frisbee on it and all that. So they give it a break, and in the past what they've done is treated it with like normal chemicals, and they basically just try to treat the grass on it. But the problem is that the soil gets really compacted because of all the people walking on it. And so what this organization called safelawns.org is doing is a side-by-side comparison of using organic-based methods of treating lawns versus the traditional chemical-based methods of treating grass and lawns. And so they have these three plots, and the first one, they're not doing anything different. They're doing it the way that the mall's always been treated. The second one, they basically just swapped out organic materials for the chemicals to see how that does. And then on the third plot, which I thought was the most interesting, is they're actually giving it what they're calling an organic makeover. And what they've done in that plot is basically focused on the soil. And when he was describing it to me, it sounded more kind of like the way you think of an aquarium, in that you try to recreate this natural environment sort of in a synthetic environment. So like one that you just make up, basically. So the idea is that if you can get the soil to be really healthy, then whatever is grown in it is going to grow healthier as well. And they do this by not using any chemicals or anything like that. So it's kind of like taking it back to its roots, with no pun intended, but it's really that. Like, they're breaking it down all the way back to the way that soil is naturally created. So they're putting bacteria and some types of fungus into the soils and aerating it, and the idea is that if you can get the soil sort of working on its own, in a natural system, the grass and the soil work together to create a healthy soil, whereas when you treat it with chemicals, basically the grass doesn't have to work as hard, so it just uses what it needs from the chemicals, and then everything else runs off, and the grass basically becomes dependent on us. And with the organic makeover stuff, the grass is working with the soil itself to create a really natural place to grow in. And the nice thing is that you don't have to worry about any sort of chemical compounds that are going to get on you or get on your kids when you let them play in it. So it's a pretty cool experiment. And they're hoping that in three years is about when the whole thing will be finished, and they'll be able to tell the results to see how much better or worse the organic makeover side does in comparison to the way it's always been done. But a lot of people are looking at this because they say that ultimately it'll end up cheaper than traditional lawn care. The upfront costs are more because they have to aerate the soil and bring in big machines and, treat it. But once you get it up and running, then you don't have to treat as much.
So ideally, I mean, this is something that the average homeowner could do in their own lawn.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think, the idea is once you sort of get the formula, you get the system working, and you can prove that it works. And, the real test will be in the spring when they open up the lawn to the public again and, see how it works. I mean, they park tanks and helicopters and have book fairs and stuff on the mall. So I mean the lawn there is just going to get completely used and trashed. And so if this holds up, then definitely there'll be some promise, and there'll be a takeaway, I would think, for the homeowner who wants a nice safe lawn. Yeah,
We've had a pretty significant drought this year in the area. How's the grass look right now in the National Mall?
Well, right now it's looking, the plot, the organic plot, you can tell which one it is because it's the only green grass on the entire mall.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. The thing is that they actually water that one plot, whereas they're not watering the other ones. And they had to do that because when they turned the soil up, it was so dusty and the grass seed wasn't going to take unless they did water it. It's kind of neat to see it working, but since DC's had a drought, You know, it's hard to make. You really can't make a good comparison yet.
All right, James. Well, we appreciate your heading down to the mall and telling us more about this. And again, the organization is safelawns.org.
Right. It really, to me, it was an eye-opener because I always figured you just treat your grass and that's it, right? But it really is like you recreate this sort of interesting, complex structure of, you know, like I said, it's like an aquarium. It's like you just recreate this environment, and there's so much going on under the soil and how it interacts with the plants. It's pretty cool.
All right, and so you can see a video of this at discoverynews.com?
Right.
Okay, for James and his story and a lot more video, go to discoverynews.com. Thanks, James.
Thanks.
And for Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.